Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Brazil agree to enhance bilateral trade to over $20 billion in next 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, hold bilateral talks in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by 31st of next month, hails CRPF's role for restoring peace in Northeast region and Jammu and Kashmir. Fifth edition of Goa Maritime Conclave 2026 begins in Goa to address emerging maritime challenges in Indian Ocean region. U.S. tariffs on India to drop to 10% temporarily following President Trump's announcement of new global tariffs after Supreme Court strikes down sweeping tariffs. And in the ICC T20 World Cup, New Zealand to take on Pakistan in Super 8 stage match at Colombo this evening. And now the news in detail. India and Brazil exchanged several agreements in different areas, including digital partnership, cooperation in rare earth and critical minerals, MSME and coastal sector in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, held bilateral talks in the national capital. During the meeting, they reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the global south. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India-Brazil ties have strengthened under President Lula's leadership. He said bilateral trade ties will be elevated to $20 billion in next 5 years.
Brazil, Latin America, mein Bharat ka sabse bada trade partner hai. Hum aane wale 5 varshon mein dvipakshiya vyapar ko $20 billion ke bhi आगे ले जाने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है हमारा व्यापार केवल आंकड़ा नहीं विश्वास का प्रतिबिंब है राष्ट्रपति जी के साथ आया बड़ा बिजनेस डेलीगेशन इसी विश्वास को दिखाता है भारत मर्कोसुर ट्रेड समझौते के विस्तार से हमारा आर्थिक सहयोग और सुदृढ़ होगा
Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Lula da Silva in a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Brazil President also visited Rajghat and paid respects to Mahatma Gandhi. India and Brazil share a warm, close and multifaceted strategic partnership rooted in shared democratic values, close people-to-people ties and expanding cooperation across key sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by 31st of next month, addressing the CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day parade in Guwahati. Mr. Shah said the CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. He said CRPF Jawans and the Cobra Battalions are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. The nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from India by 31st of March. CRPF played important roles in restoring peace in Northeast region, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Maoist areas. Without CRPF, the country cannot imagine of its eternal security. Several battalions of this force have been deployed in the violence-hit Manipur to restore peace.
Shanti bahali karne ke liye bhi CRPF ko hi अंत में हमें वहां डेप्यूट करना पड़ा
He said 2,270 brave personnel have laid down their lives in service to the country. He said 700 personnel of this force sacrificed their lives in the Northeast alone. On this occasion, Union Home Minister reviewed the ceremonial parade and took the salute. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, today underlined the importance of maritime cooperation while inaugurating the fifth edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave. Addressing delegates, the Navy Chief described the recent congregation of 74 nations at Vishakhapatnam for the International Fleet Review and the harbour and sea phases of Milan as a maritime Mahakumbh. He said the large-scale participation reflected growing global maritime engagement.
We have decided that we will have IOS Sagar 2.0 this year. We are deciding the date to flag off with much more wider participation. Now, whether we can call it a task force or not, this is a beginning where at least the officers and sailors from IOR littorals are sailing together, working together, and carrying out watches at sea together. And then the maritime environment which they see, and therefore there is a common understanding which will obviously ensure that there is a greater acceptance of each other's views and which will enhance operability between the participating nations.
The theme of the conclave is Indian Ocean Region addressing evolving maritime challenges, progressive efforts to mitigate dynamic threats. Discussions focused on strengthening cooperative mechanisms and partnerships to tackle emerging maritime challenges in the Indian Ocean region. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that various technical solutions have been presented at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Visiting the venue of the summit this morning, Mr. Vaishnaw said there is a huge enthusiasm among the youth about the AI summit. Talking about his conversation with the exhibitors regarding the ruckus created by the Congress workers, the minister said all the exhibitors termed the act of Congress as shameful.
When I interacted with many exhibitors, they said that the way youth Congress workers created a ruckus in the summit, they all condemned it and called it shameful. This shows that Congress is stooping so low in politics. All I want to say is the Congress party is anti-youth.
Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. Government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo will remain open till 6 p.m.
The extension of the expo is allowing more students, professionals and general visitors to interact with exhibitors to understand practical deployment models, data security standards, compliance mechanisms and the real-world impact of AI. So far, the India AI Impact Summit witnessed participation of over 5 lakh visitors and various AI players in the world became part of the global event. Across the 10 arenas, global technology firms, startups, academia, union ministries, state governments and research institutions created a mosaic of capability. The international summit generated investment commitments of more than $250 billion for the infrastructure and $150 billion for deep tech venture capital. 13 countries set up pavilions at the summit, including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan, and a collective African pavilion. The summit brought together startups, researchers, industry leaders, and innovators from across various sectors from around the world under one roof. With Arzu Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chief People and Strategy Officer of Niruti Climate and Ecosystems Private Limited, Raj Patnaik, said the India AI Summit is a significant initiative by the government that provides an opportunity to showcase innovations across various sectors.
I'm Raj Patnaik. I'm the Chief People and Strategy Officer with Niruti Climate and Ecosystems Private Limited. We have been working with State of Odisha to generate AI-based agromet advisories for roughly 85 lakh farmers of Odisha. Right now, we are piloting in 11 districts with 5 crops. Our aim is to scale it up to 30 districts of Odisha with 115 crops. And this is basically a benefit for the farmers.
Founder and Chief Executive Officer of eVive, Mohsin Memon, termed the India Impact AI Summit as a phenomenal platform to connect with the like-minded innovators and stakeholders.
What we see at this conference is a lot of focus on the tech stacks and the tech development part of it, but not enough on the human aspects of what really needs to change. The summit is a phenomenal space for us to connect with like-minded people, for us to share what we're doing. And we've seen a lot of reception here already. We had a few ministers come over here and we've had some conversations about doing some collaborations already. And we're very excited about being here.
Delhi BJP today protested outside the Congress headquarters in New Delhi for the ruckus created by the Indian Youth Congress workers during the India AI Impact Summit yesterday. The protest was led by party state president Virendra Sachdeva along with party MP Manoj Tiwari and other party leaders. Earlier addressing the media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the entire country is in anguish and disturbed by the act of the Congress Party and they will not be pardoned by the people of the country.
World AI Summit has become a matter of pride for everybody. But the manner in which Congress has fallen from grace, from stupidity to nudity, is definitely very shameful act done by Congress. It cannot be termed or subsided as just a mere politics. It amounts to Rashtrodroh. It is just a disrespect to nation. And it seems that Rahul Gandhi, who has said that he has to fight the Indian state, the sepoys of Lashkar-e-Rahul has come and tried to damage the image of India.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. He said that his relationship with India is fantastic and they are doing trade with India. President Trump said this at a news conference last night in the White House, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court verdict striking down his sweeping tariffs.
My relationship with India is fantastic, and we're doing trade with India. India pulled out of Russia. You know, India was getting its oil from Russia, right? And they pull way back at my request because we want to settle that horrible war where 25,000 people are dying every month.
Earlier this month, Trump issued an executive order removing the 25% punitive tariffs to 18%. Meanwhile, a White House official has clarified that the tariff on India will drop to 10% temporarily following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of a new global tariff. The new tariff will replace the earlier International Emergency Economic Powers Act-based duties that were struck down by the Supreme Court. The White House response confirms that at least temporarily, the applicable rate for India would fall to 10% under the new Section 122 authority. India has sharpened its demand for United Nations Security Council reform, declaring that global patience has run out. At the latest round of negotiations, India's Deputy Permanent Representative Yojana Patel said the Council has failed to meet the core responsibilities on peace and security. She emphasized that reforms must include expansion of permanent membership, warning that without it, the process will be incomplete. She said consideration of a third category is a red herring that is intended to delay the process further and derail the path towards reforms entirely. She insisted that any restructuring must correct, not worsen, the existing imbalances. At the center of a landmark verdict by the U.S. Supreme Court striking down President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs is Indian-origin lawyer Neel Katyal, who successfully argued the case before the nation's highest judicial body. In an interview to a media organization, Mr. Katyal described the ruling as a testament to the strength of American democracy. He said the judgment reflects a system that is capable of self-correction and upholding constitutional principles regardless of who holds the office. On to sports. In the ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage match is set to begin today. In the opening clash of Super 8, New Zealand will take on Pakistan in Colombo this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Meanwhile, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa in Ahmedabad tomorrow. Group 1 of the Super 8 consists of India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa, while Group 2 includes Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. Each team will play their three group opponents, with the top two sides from each group progressing to the knockout semifinals. Teams will start the Super 8 with 0 points, as no net run rate from the group stage are carried forward. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Brazil agree to enhance bilateral trade to over $20 billion in next 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, hold bilateral talks in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by 31st of next month, hails CRPF's role for restoring peace in Northeast region and Jammu and Kashmir. Fifth edition of Goa Maritime Conclave 2026 begins in Goa to address emerging maritime challenges in the Indian Ocean region. U.S. tariffs on India to drop to 10% temporarily following President Trump's announcement of new global tariffs after Supreme Court strikes down sweeping tariffs. And with that, we end the midday news.